Ms. Thank you. I am David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer. This is a continuation of the hearing of February 8th this morning. We have changed development hearing officers for purposes of hearing this last case and to assure that all technical and legal requirements are met during our hearing today. So let me just say that all of those of you who were earlier sworn in from the development facilitation team are still under oath. This is still the same hearing. And we are about to begin case number 4 on today's agenda. Let me say that case number 4 is project number 2019, PR 2019-002284. It has also been known as PR 2018-001774. It is Tierra West LLC for Albuquerque Investors LLC, Woodsonia Real Estate Inc., requesting the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of parcel B1A, correction plat of parcels C1A, V1B, and B1A Renaissance Center 3, zoned NR-C, located at 1500 Desert Surf Circle Northeast, containing approximately 9.2281 acres. It's at zoning page F16. Today, specifically, we will be dealing with the following applications: SD 2023-00033, a preliminary final plat; SD 2023-0035, vacation of public storm sewer easement; and SD 2023-00036, vacation of private drainage easement. We are about to hear testimony from the applicant team. Would the applicant team please identify yourself?
John Nilke with Tierra West.
Okay. And John, are you able to put your camera on? Oh, there you are. I see you. Okay. Mr. Nilke, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
And Mr. Nilke, are there others who are part of your team who will be testifying today?
No, it'll be just me today.
Okay. Mr. Nilke, if you would proceed to make a description or presentation of the project, and in particular, the requests that you're making today in these applications. Please proceed.
Yes. What we're asking for today is we're completing a replat of a parcel that's the last remaining parcel of what was the Beach Water Park. That water park was demolished a number of years ago, and parts of it have been redeveloped over the years. So now we're down to the last parcel, and what we're dealing with are some drainage easements that have been redefined over those years, and we're completing a final reconfiguration of the drainage pond that's been there since the Beach Water Park was there to handle drainage from additional parcels that had made up the Beach Water Park. And so that's what we're doing today, is basically clean up the parcel plat with eliminating old easements no longer required and granting new easements to match the reconfigured drainage system.
Okay, thank you for that presentation. Is the document that's on the screen a depiction of your intended application today?
That's the parcel as it stands today. I believe there's a sheet 3 that shows exactly what we're doing.
Okay.
That will be that's going to be the final plat with those easements as shown on that
Okay. And Mr. Niskey, just to be clear, and so that anybody will understand this, could you, if you're able to use a pointer, show where the easements that you're looking to vacate are located here?
Okay, that will be on that previous page, Jay, if you want to switch to that. So the easements we're looking to vacate is that private drainage easement there, that long rectangular piece that's being reconfigured to match up to the new pond shape that had been for the previous pond that was on the property and had been for a long time. And then the other easement that we're vacating with this action is that existing public storm sewer easement, that little rectangle just below that. That had been granted with the Topgolf project to turn a storm sewer from the existing storm sewer into a pond that we had developed with the Topgolf. That pond is essentially going to be filled in and brought up to a new grade and reshaped. And then that pipe is going to be relayed to flow into that new pond, but it'll stay within the existing storm sewer easement that's already there, that we're not doing anything with, and that's the one that runs north and south along the property line.
Good. Okay, well, thank you for that explanation, Mr. Niskey. I will turn now to any members of the public who would like to make comments or ask questions on this. Are there members of the public? If so, please indicate with the hand signal or just show us that you visually want to participate. Members of the public? Let me ask our monitor, Ms. Gomez, have you heard from members of the public or anybody identify to you that they want to testify today?
I do not have anyone, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you. With that then, we will move to the staff comments from the development facilitation team. Recall that everybody is still under oath from the earlier parts of this hearing. We'll start with Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez. Any comments?
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So I'll comment on the plat specifically for the northwest corner. There's an existing water line that runs through there. I just want confirmation of the location of that line. Please call 811, get that spotted. And if I can get an exhibit showing that water line, that is it is indeed within that easement. I did notice actually just this morning that there's a little bit of overlap on the proposed easement. It's a very, very minuscule portion of the new easement for drainage that you're replacing on there. I don't know if you'd have a objection to just not overlap them, but just create that break between them at the easement line. I would prefer that. Other than that, I just need a location and to ensure that water line is within the shown easement. And if not, we may need additional easement with this plat. So other than that, the vacations, I have no objections or comments. And for either of the vacations, no objections or comments.
Mr. Niskey, do you want to respond to the comments by Mr. Gutierrez?
Sure. So I'm not sure what's up in that easement. I haven't investigated at all. We're not taking service off of there. So I'm not even sure what's up in there, but we can check into it.
And Mr. Niskey, do you have any problem with assuring through an 811 line spotting that be done before sign up?
No, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I don't have any issues with that.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Thank you. Turning now to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jeff Palmer. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Now to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any additional comments or objections to the plotting actions. Just please, if we can have a finding to address this streetscape and trees when the site plan comes through.
A finding on that they have to follow the rules for street trees. Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
Would you do me the favor, Ms. Phelan, of putting in the chat box the proposed language that you would like for that finding?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I can do that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. Now we move to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Li Quan Cheng, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan, and Hydrology has no objections to the vacation of public drainage easement, no objection to the vacation of private storm drain easement, and no objection to the plating action.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chen. Turning now to transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated November 22nd, 2022, and an approved traffic impact study dated October 24th, 2022. We have no objection to the platting or the vacations. Please note, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit. Also, since the infrastructure list was within the packet, I do want to enter in a finding that the new 5-foot sidewalk along Desert Surf should be listed on the infrastructure list.
This is Jay Rundbeck. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just want to note that infrastructure list, I believe, is tied to an EPC site plan final sign-off that is concurrently being administratively reviewed right now. It's undergoing review.
So when you say that, Mr. Rodenbeck, just for clarity, does that mean that Mr. Armijo's proposed finding is not necessary because it's already included in the adjacent action?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe so, unless Mr. Armijo feels that this issue needs to be addressed with the plat, in which case we could tie the infrastructure list to the plat. It's just, I believe going forward, we're going to be where the site areas are the same, which they are with both the EPC site plan sign off and this plat. We're going to be in the future tying infrastructure lists to administrative actions that are reviewed and approved by the DFT staff. Mr. Armijo, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Ernest Armijo, Transportation. No, that's fine. So long as it's, you know, I know it wouldn't be tied to the plat anymore. And so long as it's tied with something else that we're reviewing, I don't need that as a finding. I'll just leave it out there as a reminder to the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo, for your willingness to go that way. Okay, we'll turn now to planning. Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbeck?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley, and I noticed that the planning comments that were sent out are for the final sign-off of the EPC site plan. So most of those are being covered through that administrative effort, and I'm not going to go over those, but the applicant can just be reminded that those are things they need to attend to for the final sign-off of the EPC site plan. In terms of the plat before you, if Mr. Rundbeck could just bring up the signature line, and I don't know if you were present earlier, but for everyone out there, we do have a new signature block to adapt to this new process. And so this is the older signature block. And on this particular one, if you could, let's see. So the DRB chairperson should be crossed out and just planning department left there. The city engineer and hydrology has usually been the same signature line, but in this case, the city engineer will be the final signer of a plat. And so they need a signature line, and then hydrology needs the signature line. So you might just want to change that out in the way you see best. And you can make modifications on this particular block since we know you've got a lot of signatures here now.
Mr. Niski, any issues with that?
No, we can go ahead and make those changes.
Okay. And so just for clarity, thank you, Ms. Wolfley. The comments that planning made having to do with site plan, infrastructure list, and so on, those are being addressed in the EPC case and therefore need not be included here. Is that right?
Just with one slight correction, the EPC did approve this. They delegated final sign off of the site plan to the DFT. So administratively, we do go through the items on the site plan that the EPC delegated to us to finalize.
Great. Okay. All right. Anything further, Ms. Wolfley?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, are there additional comments by DFT members? And noting that we had no comments from the public, I don't see anybody that has joined the meeting. The development hearing officer is going to approve this matter with the following finding that the applicant must address street trees on Montaño Road northeast with the site plan. And the planning, first is a finding, and that's to address the street trees. The second is a condition to remove the DRB reference on the planning signature line and add a signature line for hydrology to the plat. Anything further for this case? All right. The matter is approved with the foregoing finding and condition. And I believe that brings us to the end of today's hearing. Let me check with Ms. Wolfley. Are we concluded with today's agenda?
Yes, we are, Mr. Hearing Officer.
All right. I want to thank everybody for your time and attention today, and we look forward to seeing you at a future hearing. Take care. Meeting is adjourned.